Let's talk about why not. What other alternatives are there other than walking? If you're trying to stay healthy and you're trying to stay trim and happy and beautiful, what else could you do? Well, you could try to maintain your health with vitamins and supplements, and some of them are powerful. If you go to my website, I'll tell you some of the things that I think will help you, and they will help you. But let me tell you, that's icing on the cake. You know, if you're making a cake, you can make a big old batter of icing, but you don't really have a cake until you make the cake. And when you get to where you're aerobically fit, you can get some extra out of vitamins, but your basic health plan needs to include staying aerobically fit. And so far, there is no pill or vitamin that will do that for you. There's no prescription medicine. Straight from the New England Journal, we just talked about it. August 1999, there is no prescription medicine that takes the place. If I had a pill that decreased your risk of mortality and cut it in half, and that's all you had to do was take a pill every day, I'd get a Nobel Prize. There is no pill that does that. All right, so why not? Well, you could say, I'm going to do the best I can and just skip it because you think you're too busy. Some of the most busy, most productive, hardworking people I know tell me the same thing which I've found is that if you do this right, you can put an hour into your walking and have more time to do work. Abraham Lincoln said, if you know what, if I had to cut down a tree and I had 4 hours, I would spend 3 hours sharpening my axe and 1 hour chopping the tree. And if you do this way, I'm going to tell you how to do it, your hour of walking, or your 3 miles a day, which is what I want you to get up to, is going to be like sharpening your axe. And after you spend an hour walking the way I'm going to teach you how to go, you'll find that you accomplish more than had you not do that walk that day. Let's talk about how.